ओम शांति। सो इन दिस ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल सॉन्ग, इट वॉज बी योगी बी ज्ञानी। दिस योगी लाइफ इज अ लवली लाइफ। सो वी आर गॉडली स्टूडेंट and in this godly study, as we know, we are having four subjects: jnana, yoga, dharana and seva. So today Baba covered all the four subjects, starting with importance of murli or jnana, how Gyan can help us to have so many valuable jewels. And more we accumulate those jewels, we are able to share them with others. And those jewels that we have here will become our prosperity in golden age, because by doing service we are creating our heirs, royal subjects, servants, everyone we are creating now. So this is the time, Sangam Yuga is a time to collect jewels and share with others. So we are very much fond of doing service. Everybody is fond of doing service. As soon as we receive peace and happiness and love from Baba, we really wanted to share with others. So in some way or other, we started service. Maybe in a small way, talking to our friends or family members as what Baba is teaching us. So we have lots of enthusiasm to help others. But sometimes we neglect self-service, because life is busy. There is so much to do. We are having logic job. Household things to be done, then naturally Baba's service, and many times we are not able to have a balance, because some of the countries, they start cooking before Amrit Vela. 3:30, they start cooking. And especially if there are four, five, six people living together, naturally cooking for everybody, even if it is once or twice a week, takes time. And so we are busy and household things, then we may not have time for Amrit Vela, or sometimes no time for Murli. So self-service is neglected. And many times while sitting in yoga, we are thinking about service. What am I going to do about this and that and planning and thinking about who will do and everything. So we find that rather than meditating and receiving power from Baba, we are thinking about service. And sometimes it happens that service program ends late, and we have to travel from service place to the center. So naturally, traveling, coming home late, and sometimes no time for dinner cooking or eating dinner or something. And sometimes then wake up late, not in time for Amrit Vela, or even if we wake up, we are sleepy. So that's where we see that service can take toll on our physical health, because there is no regularity in our meals or sleep, or and sometimes it takes toll on our meditation because Amrit Vela is not powerful. So that's where we find that our desire to serve can have effect on our yoga. And as Baba was saying, is unless you have good yoga and dharana, service will not be effective. Because people not only see or listen to our lectures, but they are absorbing our vibrations also. And so unless we have good stage when we are giving them jnana, whether it's a personal chit-chat, whether it's a course, whether it's a lecture, unless our stage is good, if we are good lecturer, it may touch their intellect and they will accept it logically. But Baba says, in order to touch their heart, we have to be good example. Our dharana will touch their heart. Because I know many people have been deluded by priests and monks and sadhu, sannyasi, etc. Because they are preaching nicely, but their dharana is not perfect. Or they are not able to create, whether priest or the devotees, they are not able to create good vibrations in the church or temple. Because I met many young men who would say, yes, I was sent to Sunday school as a child. But then, when we used to miss one Sunday class, then next Sunday the priest will ask, why didn't you come last Sunday? So I didn't feel like going again if I miss once. Or, they said that if we ask any question in the gathering, they say, you should have faith in Christ. You should not ask questions. So they wanted to believe everybody blindly whatever Bible says. Also, I met one Christian lady who said, oh, I used to go to church every Sunday. But everybody used to come nicely dressed as if it is a fashion show. And everybody was looking at each other as who is wearing what. So, I didn't feel peaceful in those vibrations. So I stopped going to church. Same thing with all religions. Whether it's a Hindu, whether it's Christian, whether it's a whichever religion. Preachers teach one thing, they may not be practicing. And that's why nowadays people are losing faith in their religion. So, if we are also the same, that is, we are talking about Gyan and Baba and everything. But if our practice is not there, if we are not cheerful, if we are grumpy, if we are getting angry, naturally, people will say, what sort of a BKs these are? They are not really practicing what they are teaching. So, our dharana is also very important to do the service. So, service is considered the fourth subject. First is jnana, because that's the foundation of yoga. Unless we have jnana, we will not have good yoga. Unless we have good yoga, we will not have dharana. Unless we have dharana, the service will not be effective. So, not only that we should have balance of just yoga and service, but we need to have balance or attention to all the four subjects. All four subjects are equally important. Now, jnana also gives us power. Power to make decision as what is right, what is wrong, what I should do, what I should not do. It gives us wisdom. What are good karma, what are bad karma. So, that is very essential. And as we implement the jnana in life, we receive the strength. Yoga also helps us to receive power, because we are connecting with Almighty. Whichever power we want, we are able to achieve. And that will help us to change our sanskaras. Because in service, you can't do service alone. You need to serve with your other companions. Because nowadays, no single person can't do much service, but teamwork. All big functions, you need everybody to work together. Everybody uses their own speciality. So that's where we have to see that we have to use our speciality in Baba's service, and that's where we need to maintain good relationship with others. And if we have good relationship with others, naturally we are able to serve in an unlimited way. Otherwise it's a limited service. If I'm doing by myself, it will be limited service. So, I need to really pay attention to my sanskaras. I have to need to harmonize my sanskaras with others. And that is essential. Unless I have this yoga power, I can't mold myself. Because we have to be flexible in service. Sometimes, no, even that service also we have to be balanced in assertiveness and flexibility. Sometimes we need to be assertive. This is what is right and this is what we should do. So sometimes we need to be assertive in that. But sometimes we need to be flexible. Okay, this is your idea, that's fine, let's do according to that. So that way we find that yoga will give us that balance in our life. And balance is very essential. Because yoga will also, with yoga, we are able to imbibe virtues and powers. Powers that we receive will help us to be virtuous, that will help us to overcome our weaknesses and vices. And that is essential, as I said, is for our dharana, to impress other people. So we have to see that we have powerful yoga, and Baba has given us timetable as what time we should do the meditation. So Baba has fixed the time, okay, 4 to 5 a.m. 6.30 to 7 a.m. At least here that sort of timetable is there, 6.30 to 7 a.m. Then traffic control, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 10.30 a.m., 12.30, then 5.30, 7.30, 9.30. So traffic control, that is also very essential to lift our energy. Because just as physically what we do is, every now and again we have a drink. Some people will have soft drink. Some people may have teas, some people may be taking coffee, or we have fixed time for our snacks, breakfast, tea time, some snacks, etc., to lift our physical energy. In the same way, this traffic control is very essential for our energy, empowering ourselves. And also not only to follow the routine, as Baba says, okay, evening 7 to 7.30, half an hour meditation, evening whatever time at night before going to sleep, half an hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you can afford. So routine Baba has given us. But at the same time we have to pay attention that we are doing everything with love. Meditation merged in Baba's love. And for that we really need to have that total disinterest for the old world. Because until we have disinterest in the old world, naturally, we won't be able to merge in Baba's love. our mind will be pulled by this and that and this person and that person and this thing and that thing, etc. So love for none but one. And that's why Baba first and foremost says, forget body, bodily relations, old world, remember me. So that's where we have to see that yes, all these means, instruments, means of comfort, they're good and we can use if we have, but not get pulled by those material show and pomp, comfort, etc. or not to be dependent on them. Because sometimes we become so much dependent on material comfort or car or motorbike or whatever we have. That if one day we don't have car, we will think, oh, no car today, what about, how am I going to go around? So that's where we have to see that we have used them, but not be dependent. Otherwise that will pull our intellect. So not to depend on human beings or material things. Because that's the last lesson, complete detachment. That will help us to have powerful yoga. So as much as we are completely detached, we will have powerful yoga and that will help us to have good meditation. Then we have to renounce our impure sanskar. And it is both complementary. Now, as you have yoga, we become pure. As we become pure, our yoga will be powerful. So, which to start with? Both are dependent on each other. And hence, we have to really, Baba says, be introspective. Check yourself. We know who am I, but what sanskars I have. I have to check that I have overcome my impure sanskars. So more we are able to overcome our impure sanskar, we are able to have good yoga and that will help us to have good dharana and good service. So in yoga also sometimes some people become very much imbalanced. Because some people, they just love to sit in yoga. They are not interested in service. Or their communication skill is not so good. They just keep quiet all the time. Not communicating with anyone. So naturally that will give maya to other people. Because it's very essential to have good communication with other, as well as we have to see that we have enough rest. Because I know one of the Indian sisters in India, she used to go to sleep at sometimes 10:30, 11, 11:30, but her routine was to wake up at 2:30. So she may sleep sometimes only 2-3 hours. And daytime also, she hardly used to get rest. and she had high sugar. So when she came here from her center, she came here just for her refreshment. She went to hospital and checked her sugar level, fasting sugar 400. It should be 80 to 100. Her fasting sugar was 400. Not enough rest. Whole day working, and not enough sleep. 3-4 hours every night. That's not enough. And so, but she wouldn't be able to. I told her, don't wake up so early. Why you are waking up so early? If you are not able to sleep, go to sleep early. You should not wake up. But no, she couldn't do that. She had to get up. So it was like obsession that she must get up at 2:30. So that's how sometimes, you know, people are so much fanatic in following certain dictates of the mind that naturally they lose the balance. They didn't do the enough self-service of looking after the body, rest, etc. So we should not go to that extent. Or, no, sometimes, no, we used to have that practice, okay, once a week, everybody observes silence. Now, in a center, if 3-4 people are there, if everybody observes silence on the same day, then naturally, who will do service, who will answer the phones? So we need to be really practical in planning so that it's not that we are missing service by just keeping quiet whole day. Or, you know, certain time we are just not communicating at all, because I had complained in one of the Pandava one that the companion, the flatmate, will not speak at all. So he will do everything, do lot of karma yoga, but not communicate with each other. Then it becomes like a tension for other people. By just keeping quiet or meditating and not communicating, it can create tension amongst people. So that's where we have to see that we have to limit our time of meditation. And rather than quantity, we have to pay attention on our quality of yoga. That whenever we sit in meditation, we should be merged in Baba's remembrance. Because in the early stage, we spend more time in churning yarn. That is also essential, churn gyan, but not churn all the time. At the same time, we have to see that we attain day by day higher stage of being bodiless, incorporeal, so that by being in that incorporeal stage, we can merge in the love of one Father. So, being beyond thoughts, going beyond thoughts, going beyond pull of material things, So that's where we have to see that we are having that seed stage. Because seed stage will absolve our vikarma and it will help us to change our sanskaras. And that is very essential to receive that much power to change our sanskaras. Because service is not just words. We have different types of service as we know. It can be serving through mind, mansa seva. That we are spreading such a powerful, peaceful vibrations that whoever comes across or in company of us, they experience that peace, love, happiness, as we see, you know, dadis, Gulzar Dadi, she may not speak too much, but her vibrations are so powerful, so loveful, that we are able to experience that feeling of belonging, love. And we enjoy that company. So we had to see that whenever we are doing service, that should be that powerful yoga. And also we have seen that we can serve through words. And I'm sure most of us pay a lot of attention to learn how to give good speech or give different types of courses of being, positive thinking, stress relieving, Raj Yoga meditation course, overcoming anger, all sorts of variety course we have learned, and we spend time in our that learning. So that's good. So serving through mind, serving through words. And that also Baba says that you are able to, you should be able to give the donation of virtues. Not only donation of jnana, donation of yoga power or peaceful, powerful vibration. And third is donation of virtues. So that is also serving through our virtues. Because people learn more from example. They want example. And that's where we have to see that when we are good example, it serves automatically. People learn from our example. So that way, we have to see that we are paying attention to both subjects, or all the four subjects, I would rather say. Because balance is very essential to receive the blessing and to maintain blissful stage. Because we have seen example of Dadi Prakashmani, most of you must have seen her. How she was always enthusiastic to do service. Just as Baba says, bring some newness in service. And when there is newness in service, naturally, newness gives zeal and enthusiasm. Because otherwise what happens, sometimes people say, oh, I've been giving course, hundreds of courses I've given, now I'm feeling bored. I don't feel like giving courses. Because they're not bringing newness in that. Because even in same, doing the same activity, if you are bringing newness, you will be not bored. So you bring newness. I remember in early days in Australia, what we used to do is, whenever seniors used to visit, we used to have same topic in all different cities. So one of the lecturers says, oh, you are having the same topic everywhere. Reincarnation, reincarnation, reincarnation. So everywhere we had that topic. And Sister Jayanti came and we had the same topic in all different cities. So we asked her, Jayanti, man, how you feel? She said, oh, I enjoyed it because I had to churn to give something new for each topic because some BKs were following her in different cities or different lectures. So naturally she has to give something new for Brahmins. Not for public, but at least for Brahmins. She had to give something new. So that's where we had to see that we don't lose enthusiasm. Today also, I think today's Murali Baba says, don't get tired. Because sometimes we expect immediate fruit of the service. And immediate fruit is not there. Then we say, oh, we have spent so much time planning. We spent so much time in publicity. And only few people came. Or out of 300 that came for the program, only 10 people came for course, and after 10 people who did the course, nobody is now regular student. So sometimes we feel frustrated that I tried so much, the result is nothing, or not as much as I expected. But Baba says, whatever seed you have sown, you are going to get the fruit sometime or other. At the right time, they will be needing Baba's support and they will come to Baba. And that's why that in one of the Avyakta Murali, Baba says, just see how sun keeps on shining. Even if somebody is having dark curtain in their room. So sun won't say, why should I shine if they are putting dark curtain in their room? I don't need to bother to shine. No, sun keeps on shining. Those who want to use the light, they will use it. Those who want to use the heat energy of sun, they will use it. Sun doesn't worry if his energy, light or heat is used or not. It keeps on doing its job. In the same way, Baba says, you keep on doing service. So, if we keep on doing service and have that balance of service, self-service, service, yoga, then naturally we will receive so many blessings from others. And this is imperishable. More yarn jewels you give to others, more you will be able to churn and increase your treasures of Gyan gems. So, it is imperishable. Whatever we are achieving from yoga, whichever powers, imperishable. Whatever we are achieving through service is also imperishable, or it is lasting. For so many births, we are getting benefit, not only in this birth that we get blessing from the people whom we are serving, and we receive that fruit of that action for so many births. Baba says at least 21 births you receive the fruit of those achievement. And we see how Brahma Baba's life was full of balance, because balance needs to be in everything, balance of love and law. Because we had to be loveful also, but at the same time lawful. Balance of sweetness, strictness, balance of flexibility and assertiveness. We need to be balance of being child and master. So, we had to see that we are not missing anything in our life, especially all these imperishable treasures that Baba gives when we value these Gyan jewels. Naturally, we will pay full attention to what Baba is telling. Because we need to pay full attention to what Baba is teaching us. And that is, we imbibe those jewels, then we are able to share with others. As we receive powers through yoga, we are able to share with others. And in our daily life, we have to see that, because the foundation of yoga is soul consciousness. So our attention should be that we are maintaining soul consciousness. And whenever we look at others, that we are having that brotherly vision, which will help us to have that complete purity. Otherwise, we can be attracted, impressed, attached, etc. So with that, there is that spiritual love for each and everyone. And also, Baba has been emphasizing, don't lose hope. If you see that somebody is not implementing Baba's teaching, because everybody is not able to imbibe Baba's teachings. And as a teacher or instrument via whom we are giving Gyan, sometimes they are not up to the standard. So Baba was saying, maintain good wishes and pure feeling for them. Always have hope, one day they will change, one day they will realize. because sometimes we get frustrated or become hopeless. And, oh, we have been telling these people so many times, they are not listening. Forget about them. Because, here also many IPs come for programs. And quite a few of them, they say, oh, last 10 years, sister has been inviting us to come. But somehow or other, we couldn't make it. But now we are so thankful to those sisters who have been all the time inviting. And that's what we have seen many times, many people, after giving invitation for years together, ultimately they take up the chance to listen to Gyan or to come to Madhuban or to attend some conferences or retreats over here. And once they really taste this nectar of knowledge and Baba's vibrations, they really say, now we are going to be regular student. We will carry on study all the time. So that's where we have to see that in service, we need to maintain zeal, enthusiasm, good wishes and mercy for those who are suffering. Don't do service for the sake of name or fame or position or just saying that, oh, so many people have come, so many Brahmins are there in our class, so that's why I'm so intoxicated. So our intoxication should not be based only on service, or it should not be for the sake of name and fame. It should be for the love of mankind, to help them, because people are suffering so much and Baba has given us so much, so we want to share with them. So it should be with merciful attitude and not for the sake of name or fame. So service, if it is done with yoga, then naturally service will be always successful. So today Baba was saying, because Gyan also gives us power to wisdom, judge, discern, etc. Gyan gives us that power. Yoga also gives us so many powers. So once we have these powers of Gyan and Yoga, and service also gives us strength. Because more we give it to others, more we are receiving. Whether it's Gyan, peace, happiness, whatever, we receive it in return. So naturally, when we are powerful with all this three subject. Baba was today emphasizing, you can conquer Maya. You will be sure that you are able to conquer Maya, obstacles, whatever it is, with the power that you receive. Because unless we are conqueror of Maya, we will not be happy. And Maya comes in a variety forms. So that's where we need to have third eye of knowledge open to see Maya, to recognize Maya, and to defeat Maya. So third eye of knowledge is needed to recognize Maya, and yoga power is needed to conquer Maya. So once we are conqueror of Maya, then naturally we will be always cheerful and happy. So that's where Baba is emphasizing, remain cheerful and happy, and that's how you are able to serve other people. Our face and features and activities can serve people. So Om Shanti.